Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We continue here darting across Connecticut at Frida's, 151 Lewis Avenue here in Meriden. And Magdalena and Jorge are awesome hosts. And of course, Frida's is a tribute to Frida Kahlo, the Mexican artist. And they have a great mural right when you walk in. It's a delightful spot. There's only like 7 tables. You can get an authentic Mexican breakfast. They have their 6th anniversary tomorrow. They have a huge cake right in the front. And it's crazy because I said this earlier. I just saw in the New York Times, Frida Kahlo had a painting sell yesterday for $55 million. Some of those proceeds did trickle down to here. I'm waiting. I told her like 7:30. I'm ready for my breakfast. That's a little late for me. I'm getting cranky.
I think from what I was told, you're going to get multiple breakfasts.
No. I told her not big. Medium.
Yeah, they want you to sample a little bit of everything here.
Well, anyway, they have a juice bar and a whole bunch of stuff. It's delightful. You should come down if you have the time. And if you don't have the time, make time. We'll be here for another hour for our last Darting Across Connecticut of 2025. Gentlemen, I've talked to on the phone a bunch. I'd never met in person. And then, you know, in talking about Kevin Scarpati, is the mayor here in Meriden. So you when you started off your adult life, you wanted to be doing this stuff? Is that true?
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, so I thought, you know, I could go into some broadcasting eventually. And
the headset looks good. Like, you could see him working with Bill Raftery courtside, right?
I got a face for radio, but... yeah, politics has led down this path, and 10 years as mayor, and we just wrapped up another election just a couple weeks ago.
Congratulations. I heard you beat a formidable opponent.
Yeah, well, they're stuck with me whether they want me or not. No one ran against me, so I'll be here for another 2 years.
You know, let's take a step back for a second. What brought you to – because I – somebody who, like, talks for a living and I engage with people, I've always thought about politics, and I never had either the guts to stop doing what I do or the independent wealth to take the risks with kids and stuff. But it takes some personal risk. You can bring it over if you want to.
We got the food coming out.
The food is coming. I'm not going to eat in front of you, Kevin. I'll do it once we're done. Looks beautiful. We got to make. I can't touch it till I get some photos of it. Thank you, Magdalena. Appreciate it. Wow. Looks good. yeah, you know what? Yes, we'll do that when we sit down with you at 8:40. What brought you to this? Oh my goodness! What
There's
are you
more
doing?
Food. You said multiple.
He was
breakfasts.
Right. He was right. I said not. I said not big, but not small. And you brought me 4 plates. Well, I'm not going to be able to eat it all. You know that, right? Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Magdalena. What brought you into having this double life of, you know, you got to live your life and family and have a business career, but also to a career of service?
It started pretty much out of high school, where I served on the Board of Education at the age of 20. I won my first election, and then really wanted to do more for our students and faculty, staff in our schools. So education drove me, and then I ran for city council just 2 years after that at 22 years old. And then wanting to do more for my community. I'm a lifelong Meriden resident. Never saw this path when I was younger, going into politics and becoming mayor, but just right place at the right time. And passion and drive led me to running for mayor and becoming Meriden's youngest at 26 years old.
So, I mean, is there term limits? Is there a broader ambitions? Or, like, how does it work for you?
There are not term limits. I don't envision myself serving, you know, decades and decades. I didn't think I'd be here 10 years. But believe it or not, coming up in my sixth term would be Meriden's longest serving mayor. So I don't know what the future holds. I enjoy what I do today. I enjoy helping others. I enjoy, you know, promoting local businesses such as Frida's here on Lewis Avenue. So thank you guys for coming down and doing that.
You know, it's funny. Every city's got its challenge. I think Connecticut City is even more so because I think they're kind of neglected. I think because we have these Tony suburbs and you have Fairfield County. I think our urban centers are not getting necessarily the attention they deserve. And I think more of like Hartford and Bridgeport than I do a place like Meriden. But I have to tell you, like you said, you're on the school board. We're close with Dan Gaffney, so we talk to him all the time. And we talk with Brian Sear. Most educators are pretty cynical about things right now because whether it's staffing or pay or the kids, those guys love what they do. And so I'm curious what the secret sauce is since you came from the Board of Ed. And because it doesn't seem like a talking point. It seems authentic. Like what? Talk about education, but then talk about what's working well.
I think we're fortunate to have a lot of, you know, our superintendent, Mark Benigni, right? Meriden born and raised. So similar to me, he's also served as mayor. You've got a lot of Meriden people in our Meriden schools, and that certainly helps, you know, with our students that are coming up, a very diverse faculty and staff. We're right. Focused on that.
So it reflects the people they serve.
We're reflecting the community we serve. Last night, we just had a very long, lengthy meeting talking about new school construction. So we've invested in education from an infrastructure standpoint. You can go into most any one of our schools, and they're practically brand new in some cases. And so we'll be launching a couple of new capital projects, assuming the funding is there. City Council took the vote last night on the Finance Committee. So a couple of large projects coming in. But we are investing in education, not just in our people, but also in our school buildings.
We're talking with Mayor Kevin Scarpati here on Bryan & Company in Meriden as we dart across Connecticut. So what are the challenges? Like what is tough for you? What are the things that aren't as good as you want? You know, obviously it's a city with, what, some 60,000 residents and a lot of disparate interests and income levels and a whole bunch of stuff.
So on the education side, just quickly, you know, we have these conversations across the state, right? We're seeing an increase in special education and the need for funding. We have somewhat of a transient population at times. So that requires some specialized services in our schools. We need more of that. We're advocating at the state level. I know there's a group of mayors that are getting together in the upcoming legislative session to advocate for more funding. Housing is always a challenge, but my plea to the governor is cities and towns like Meriden, Hartford, Bridgeport can't be the answer to all the affordable housing in the state of Connecticut. We've right. got to diversify our housing across the state.
What do you think of the bill?
I think it...
Is it better than the first?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First one.
I think it handcuffs some communities, but at the same time, if you make it too weak, if you water it down too much,
no one will do anything.
No one's going to do anything. And we're going to be in the same position we've been for the last 15 years, where cities like us are picking up the dime and other more affluent communities are getting away without having to do their fair share.
This whole not in my backyard stuff is definitely apparent. We're talking with Mayor Kevin Scarpati here in Meriden at Frieda's on Lewis Avenue. I want to get to a couple things while we have time. When you said, like, silver lights and blah, 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 I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then he's like, well, a couple hundred thousand cars are going to come through or people are going to see you. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on this season? We'll get to I want to hear about silver lights and then about the food drive.
Yeah, so obviously coming into the holiday season, we're excited, but we're just a few days away. Our Parks Department has been working for months now setting up the lighting display across Hubbard Park. People can come in from anywhere, really, and drive through, and we're always asked, why don't you charge, like other municipalities charge for this type of a display? But Hubbard Park was given to the city, gifted to the city from Walter Hubbard, and it was said that we should not profit off of that park. It's in the deed of the land, and so therefore we're doing this out of the goodness of our heart, but also just as a positive thing. I think, as you mentioned earlier, you know, sometimes middle to large-sized cities get a bad rap, and so here we're doing something very positive where hundreds of thousands of people come through and will enjoy this. Families can walk through the lights, can visit the lights. We turn them on Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Just about 6 o'clock, we'll light up, you know, 600,000 or 700,000 lights, individual light bulbs across the park for people to come in and really see what Meriden has to offer.
Blowing the budget out on electricity, I
think. with Eversource.
You know, we were talking with the folks from the Elks Club about what they're doing, and, you know, we're super, especially at WTIC with the Holiday Store, very, very aware of the gap between haves and have-nots here in Connecticut. So you got a food drive that's wrapping up today?
Our food drive started this past Monday. We're wrapping up today. Drop-off locations are at City Hall, and for our students and families, all of the Meriden Public Schools. So, again, just a strong partnership with our school system here. And then Tony and I will be out there delivering those foods, those canned and perishable foods to food pantries across Meriden that have stepped up in the greatest time of need over the last several months.
Yeah, the great Tony Terzi, TV legend, legendary family of television.
Legendary. We're lucky to have him.
Yeah, working in communications for the city of Meriden. I worked with Tony way back in the day when he was an established veteran and I was a rookie, and he wasn't mean to me. Some guys were not so nice. Tony was nice.
I can't always say the same.
Listen, Mr. Mayor, it's great to catch up to you in person.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have a great community, and I do think part of what makes it so great are people who are born here, raised here, stay here, and work here, and I think you're an example of it. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.